Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
They hate us because they ain't us. How you like that one, Hugh? How you like that one there? Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty, live at Radio Row. Don't forget, you can watch the show if you need to stay home. If your school is canceled in Kansas City, please be safe. We are well aware of what those conditions are. Shout out and prayers to our buddy Kramer. His fiance had an accident this morning. She's doing all right, he said.
Yep.
But again, it hit home with that text because he's one of us.
That's
so,
right.
Kramer, we're thinking about you and the lady. Take care. And again, stay safe in Kansas City. And if you need to, just stay home, listen to us, watch us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch, presented by our partners at Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. And this is hilarious because we do this a lot. Speaking of Kramer, he did this during the COVID days at the station with, let me tell you something, Bob. Him and Binkley would do the Royals simulated games.
That's right.
and then report on them. They even had Pat Mahomes as one of their players on that roster. But you found something where they did the simulation, right?
Yeah, the simulation, right? Yeah. We always like a good
simulation.
Because
this gives us a lot of insight here.
Right. They simulated the Super Bowl 1,000 times, right, on computers, right? Computers these days, let me tell you, the kids all have them, right? And so they did the Super Bowl supercomputer ahead of the big clash between the Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. And the supercomputer is a probability model estimating the outcome of an upcoming game based on strain, several factors, all this kind of stuff, right? And so the supercomputer put in the Chiefs and Eagles into their thing and went
1,000 times.
1,000 times they did this, right? It probably took 2 seconds to simulate it 1,000 times. And that supercomputer has calculated the Chiefs have a 58.4% chance of claiming victory and a historic three-peat on Sunday compared to the Eagles at 41.6%. The supercomputer, now if you're a gambler, right, which a lot of people are these days, has also forecasted,
Rogers?
That's exactly right, the most likely final score, and crucially for bettors, the most likely point spread with the average final score of 25.8 to 23.5 for the Chiefs, giving Kansas City an edge of 2.3 points. It has also been predicted that the chances of the game going to overtime are just 3.4%. So there you have it. They expect the Chiefs to win by about 3 points in this game.
So we got the refs and AI.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Who were we talking to last night about the Eagles? Oh, one of the guys at the media party. Was it
Harold?
Harold. It was Harold. And he says he had a dream like Binkley had a dream of that. Binkley wakes up in a sweat seeing the Chiefs win 49-0.
Yeah.
Harold says, I had this dream that Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Eagles, misses a 32-yarder at the end, Scott Norwood-style, wide right. And I told Harold at that time, if Jake Elliott misses a 32-yard field goal at the end of the game to win it, probably should just stay in New Orleans and not go back to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
right?
Or just go to the casino and start gambling, buy every lottery ticket, Powerball, everything you can buy, if that's the case, if you got that right.
Yeah, right.
That's what he said. He goes, I know how this is ending, guys. He goes, I saw it. He goes, Elliott's going to miss a field goal at the end of the game, and then Mahomes will get the ball with like a minute something left and run out the clock and three-peat engaged.
That's right. It's done. And it's over. So if that's Harold's kind of vision, Binkley had his dream, the computers are saying this, looks like the Chiefs are going to win by an average of 3 points, if you can believe the supercomputer. It also said that the MVP favorites, Patrick Mahomes, tops the list at 47.2% chance of winning the award. Jalen Hurts comes in at second at 14.8% chance of winning that Super Bowl MVP behind Pat Mahomes. So that's kind of what we're looking at when it comes to the computers and all of that kind of stuff. Take it for what it's worth. But, you know, as we get further and further into the week, I know you and Mac are kind kind of talking more and more about the nuts and bolts of the game and where this thing is going to ultimately end. But I think as we continue to hear the energy for the Eagles, it continues to give me more and more confidence and more faith that the Chiefs are going to take care of business on Sunday, because it has been so overwhelmingly to the direction of Philadelphia, talking about how great the Saquon Barkley and the whole offense is for Philadelphia. And every time, again, as we said, they do that, it's just a continued disrespect for what we have going on here in Kansas City.
No doubt.
It is still a very, very pro-Philadelphia type of room, if you
will. Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of people that the energy and the fan base seems to be Philadelphia, the guards at the door,
right.
The people on the streets of Bourbon Street, go Birds, go all this. So, it's definitely, you feel the energy. And like Mac was saying, now that I start to get more and more close to this game, starting to feel a little bit more and more better about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I will have my take that I will save for Friday. I know that's a long tease, but I've put this together. I've thought about this every time we go back to the room, and I'm thinking, okay, make this make sense. Do the say it out loud test. You sound like a homer, probably, but I have a take that I think
is how.
Yeah.
Have a sailor hat.
I've nailed it down. I'm putting it all together, but I think I know how this game's going to go, at least the best in my opinion. When we do the script, we'll each have our own on Friday. It'll be the last script of the year before they play this gigantic, massive game on Sunday that you can hear right here on 96.5 The Fan.
And Binkley had said something when we were talking to him earlier about, the three-peat for Mahomes and for the Chiefs and where they sit right now. And he said maybe later on in life he would have an opportunity to get the three-peat again. But that means you still have to find a way to win two more Super Bowls again. Like, you're right here. This is one of those opportunities that you don't want to fail. This is one of these opportunities that you probably don't get in life more than one shot, because there's no guarantees that you ever get back to the Super Bowl. Mahomes even said it the other night. There's no guarantees you get back to win two in a row again. And so if you don't accomplish this three-peat, then you're back to zero again, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got to kind of hit the reset button. And if you want to be in the annals of the greatest of all time, then it kind of sends you back to the zero. You kind of reset and you go, okay, if we want to win three in a row, that's 1,000 days now again that we have to get through to win those three in a row. That's why it's so important to take care of business today and this week and get that third one done, because now you don't have to hit that reset button. And now you've got three. And then we start talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and moving forward with that. But you got to get that third one, because, man, winning the first two was not easy, and now you're here. You don't want to waste this opportunity.
Do you think it's harder to win the first one or the third one?
Third.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't you? I mean,
I don't know. I just thought about that when you were going there.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what's tougher, to win the first one and then, because a lot of people say winning the first one is, I think it's a Jordan quote when he was talking to the Celtics players that won that title, Garnett and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen. And he said, win one, you're a fluke. Win two, you're the truth.
Right.
And I don't know which one of the three is the hardest to win, because you'd think the first one's the hardest because you'd never done it before.
Right.
The second one, you got to prove it. So there's a little bit of pressure. Can you be a returning champion? And then the third one, you think about it, you've done this twice before. We talked about Mahomes at media night, just looked annoyed, looked dialed in, looked like he was ready to go. And it's just like, they know the process. I know the Philadelphia Eagles were here just 2 years ago, but a year without it, you're still like, oh, yeah, this is what it's like. Whereas the Chiefs going to this the third straight year, and it's like, remember, Monday night is this, Tuesday night is that, Wednesday night we start gearing up again, we get the practice going on. Thursday, it is what it is. Saturday, we have, our chaplain meeting. We get all together. We have our prayer. We have our meal. We have the game the next day. So I don't really know the answer to that question. I'm not trying to be a homer, but I really don't know if it's harder to win the first one or it's harder to win the third
one. It's harder to win the third one because you're the hunted. And it's what we've talked about all season long, I think, with this Chiefs. You win the first one, okay, great. You won a Super Bowl. That's fantastic. Not everybody's gearing up for you as you go into that first Super Bowl, right? You're kind of new on the scene. You're not getting everybody's best effort. What the Chiefs have had to do over the last, let's just say the last 2 years, they've had to go into games every single Sunday and always play at their alleged best because they're getting the best effort. I mean, the Carolina gave this team a game, right? We were talking about that with our friend Andrew last night. He's like, the Carolina game! Like all of these games and every team that they face gave them their best effort. That's why you're not seeing the blowouts anymore, and it gets harder and harder to do. It once you get to the top, it's harder to stay on the top because you have to be better than you've ever been before at every single turn and everything that you do, because everybody's watching, everybody's chasing you, everybody's trying to beat you, everybody's trying to come up with a game plan to devise it. So I think getting to this third Super Bowl is the most difficult one that the Chiefs have gotten to, and winning that third Super Bowl is going to be the most difficult one because they're not newbies anymore. Everybody knows who this team is, and everybody's had them in their sights for 1,000 days.
A lot of people say they've played more games than anybody else in the league. Maybe that can be an advantage as well.
No, I think it's a disadvantage because a lot of these teams are Philadelphia ended their season at the beginning of January last year, right? They had a whole month of vacation before the Chiefs even took a breath and all that kind of stuff. So, no, I think what they're doing now is downright, I don't want to use the term impossible because nothing's impossible, but it's pretty close to it, man. You got to be your best every single week. And if you're not, somebody's going to knock you off. And they went 15-1, Dusty,
right,
in a season where everybody knew they were going for a three-peat. Everybody was giving them their best effort, and they still went 15-1. They're doing amazing things right now. It's wild, man, to me, that we're here right now going through all the adversity and then changing teams and changing players and changing the way you win games from throwing it 40 yards on every play to dumping it off to running the football. Like, the way that Mahomes has evolved in all of this as well, and the defense has gotten better. Like, this is as difficult as it gets, my friend.
It's definitely weird how it works. Andy Reid already reported to the media, no injuries. And I keep seeing that the Chiefs are underdogs. I just looked at DraftKings. They're still a 1.5 favorite, at least on that website.
I've seen them as a favorite everywhere. ESPN had them as a favorite as well.
I don't know where this story is coming from. Maybe it changed overnight. Maybe people's Vegas shifted. Maybe the text line can help us out. 913-759-7965, if I get the number right. But again, we are broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, ESPN Bet still has the Chiefs 1.5 favorite.
Okay, Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. A basketball team is a bunch of liars. Plus, we get to start bench cut, brought to you by our friends at Jay's Southland Tow Service. Chime in, 913-586-7965. Here on Fesco and Dusty, as we do this for 96.5 The Fan, it is your home for Kansas City sports. We will get to start bench cut. I don't know if Mac's going to join us for that. He's a busy man.
He's very busy. What is he doing over there?
A lot of stuff.
Okay.
Checking the equipment.
Like, the equipment's working. Back away.
Making sure Kay Adams is going to join us today. We'll see if that happens. Because we are broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans, thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. Drive. Easy drive responsibly this morning in Kansas City. We are thinking about you all right now as you guys are having to deal with those nasty conditions. But, you know, like we said, if you have to take the day off, put your feet up.
Yep.
Enjoy the radio. Enjoy the live stream. YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, whatever you want to do. You can see Bob as he's just adding to the layers of his fandom here in Radio Row. Yesterday was just the hat. Today it's the sunglasses, the shirt, and the beads.
That's right. Wait till you see what tomorrow's going to be. I can't wait because I got some ideas. We're going to have to hit Bourbon Street after the show and find some gear that I'm going to be wearing tomorrow as we continue to get closer and closer to Friday. But, yeah, you got to represent the Brett Veachtown shirt in New Orleans because we've talked about all the conversation regarding the Philadelphia general manager and how he's God's gift to the world and they're throwing the rose petals at him and he's walking around and all this kind of stuff. And there's Brett Veach just going, I don't know, kiss my rings, baby. And so that's kind of the narrative down here is Howie Roseman can do no wrong. And people are like, who's Brett Veach? I don't remember that man at all. I think it's Andy Reid. And
Florio even said yesterday that he wanted Brett Veach over Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
But he'd still take Brady and Belichick over Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, we had Florio on at the end of the show yesterday. We didn't really get a chance to talk much about what he had to say. And I know there was people on the text line that were ticked off. We had Florio on. Look, Mike Florio moves the needle. There's no question about that,
right?
Yeah,
if he wants to sit down, take a seat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He moves the needle. He talks about what people are talking about, and he does it in a way that gets people to react. I mean, that's the job, you know, of Mike Florio. And so the Andy Reid stuff we talked about with him a little bit yesterday, and he was adamant that Andy was considering retirement. I think the agent called Mike Florio and said, we're trying to work a new deal, float this out. That's how those things work. I mean, we're not stupid. And so that's what he did. The agent talked to him. He floated it out there 5 years down for Andy Reid, and he's the highest paid coach in the NFL. So maybe Mike Florio putting that out there last year got the Chiefs to keep Andy Reid for the long haul and give him the money to be the highest paid coach at about $20 million a year. And there's nobody who deserves it more than Andy Reid, right? I mean, that's where it's at. And I wouldn't be understated to say that Andy Reid probably in those negotiations got more money for a guy like Steve Spagnuolo, who I think is now the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL. making around like $5 million per year to be the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so, you know, things go on behind the scenes and whatnot. Andy was never going to leave, but maybe Andy wasn't going to get the big deal that he wanted, and since it was going to be a five-year deal, maybe the money wasn't going to be, whatever the case was, float that out there. Ipso facto, here we sit. We've got Andy Reid now for the end of time.
So, again, we'll do the start bench cut segment here in just a little bit, and it is brought to you by the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Thank you, Nathan. Mm-hmm. You saw this interesting question the other day, because we've obviously heard the big trade that led into this week was Luka Doncic to the Lakers, and then all of a sudden the fake accounts start coming out where it was like, the Lakers are now going to trade LeBron James to the Golden State Warriors for LeBron James and Bronny for their first pick, Draymond Green, and their second round pick, whatever.
Right, yeah.
And then you saw a poll where it was like, the Knicks fans say that if they could get LeBron James to get them a chance to win a title or to win a title, they would still say no.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was looking at some stuff on social media that was coming out of New York, and there was a question that was asked, I think, by one of the New York radio stations, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not sure which one it was. And it was something to the effect of, if the Knicks won a championship but it meant you had to acquire LeBron James, would you want that championship? Now, I think it was 1971 the last time the Knicks won something, long before any of us were on this earth, right? Except for our friend Rob Maloney, who's been here forever. But the Knicks fans were weighing in and saying they would rather not win a championship than have LeBron James on their team. And I'm like, that is the biggest bunch of lies that you've ever spewed out there before. Like, what sports fan wouldn't want the greatest of all time of that generation, however you want to phrase it, with LeBron James, to come to their team and help them win a title when they haven't won one in about, I don't know, 50-some years? Like, I think you're lying to yourself by saying you wouldn't want that kind of title. And from our perspective, I said to you guys yesterday, if we win this third one in a row and Pat Mahomes decides that he's going to retire after this Super Bowl and the Chiefs go out and trade for Joe Burrow and bring him in here, are you going to stop rooting for the Chiefs because Joe Burrow is now here, who used to be the villain and is now the guy that's coming in to continue to lead this thing forward? You'd be foolish to say you wouldn't root for Joe Burrow. It would be hard. At first, it wouldn't feel right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he's wearing that Chiefs uniform. He's leading our team. Yeah, I'm going to get behind that guy. If you're a Knicks fan and you're saying you don't want to win a title if it means having LeBron, you're deranged.
Yeah, I kind of took a different angle on it, because the way that I look at it is, it would be like if Mahomes got to the age of 39.
Okay.
And the Chiefs were like, hey, man, it's that time of year, and I'm gonna make this make sense because it's happened in front of your eyes more than you think than it hasn't. But it would be like for the Chiefs. Let's say Mahomes wins six titles with the Chiefs, wins a three-peat this year, goes on and wins two more. He gets to the age of 39. It's not there anymore, but it's there-ish.
Yeah, right.
Like, he could still play. It would be like if the Chiefs were like, we're moving on, we have somebody behind you, which could happen eventually if he is by the age of 39 or 40 even.
Right.
Probably more like 40. And his contract's up, and they don't want to give him a three-year deal because the best is gone and the rest is going to be maybe, you know, some spurts of it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it would be like Buffalo saying, we wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes to finally give us our championship. You know, the four falls of Buffalo, right? Four consecutive Super Bowls, never won. Another one is Max running, by the way. Another one would be, you know, the losing to the Chiefs every year in the playoffs. Couldn't beat them. Still, let's say in, you know, 10 years from now, when Mahomes is 39, the Chiefs no longer they're no longer a relationship, and Mahomes is like, hey, you know, go finish out your career if you want to. And this is why I say this. Tom Brady did it. Joe Montana did it.
The list is shorter of guys who haven't done it, really.
Right.
I mean,
Peyton Manning did it. Like, who would have thought Peyton Manning would have been a Colt? Remember when that story broke?
Right.
He was almost a Chief.
Right, yeah.
And then there was reasons why he wasn't. And, you know, these things happen. And I'll tell you what, Buffalo would be a bunch of liars if they said, oh, we wouldn't want Mahomes at 39, even if it gave them a chance to win a title, because I guarantee you Denver fans weren't saying that, and Manning took him to two Super Bowls and won one.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Bucks fans weren't saying that because it got Tom Brady, who took him to a Super Bowl and won.
Right.
So this stuff does happen. Knicks fans, I don't know how petty they are. You know the area more than I do. They went through years of just trouble with Michael Jordan, which is kind of why I comped to Buffalo and Kansas City, right? Like, the Bills went through years of trouble against Patrick Mahomes. If Mahomes was 39 and a free agent, the Chiefs were going to bring him back because the end of your career is right there, and Buffalo was like, we got a chance. you know, Josh Allen's no longer with us after, you know, his run or whatever. We got a chance at Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
We're going to sign Patrick Mahomes to try to go win a title.
And if you're a Buffalo fan and that happens and you say you're not rooting for the Bills because now you got to root for Pat Mahomes,
yeah,
you're lying to yourself. And then I just think you're ignorant at that point in time, because I do remember, like, yesterday when the Denver Broncos got Peyton Manning. That was a celebration in Denver. They were excited. They were stoked. They were ready to go. They didn't care that he was a Colt and beat them in some playoff games most likely and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They were excited that they finally had that heir apparent, that, you know, next guy that they've been looking for since John Elway. I mean, so it happens more than you know in sports. Like, guys do change teams a lot, especially at the tail end of their career. Kurt Warner's another guy who did all that with the Rams, went to the Giants and went to the Cardinals.
I mean,
took another team to a Super Bowl. I don't think anybody in Arizona was not rooting for Kurt Warner because he was a division rival with the Rams for, you know, a number of years and won with St. Louis and then goes to Arizona. Oh, we can't root for this guy. Like, no, you root for your team. You want your team to get the best possible players, to give them the best possible opportunity to win, even if it is that villain, even if it is somebody that you rooted against. Once they become yours, you root for that guy.
Right, and it's happened. Brady from the Patriots to the Bucks, Manning from the Colts to the Broncos, Montana from the Niners to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And those were all at the end, like the last 3 years. I don't know how
many. And those are three of the greatest of all time.
Hall of Famers, only one above Patrick Mahomes. We talked to your guy, Matt Nagy, at the media night. Nathan, you can roll that audio, and we'll hear what we had to talk to Matt Nagy about, the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs.
So I asked C.J. Gardner-Johnson earlier, what do you have to do to stop Patrick Mahomes? And after 3 seconds of silence, which was really deafening, he's like, play football. What do you make of that?
Well, hey, I'm just glad that I'm not, you know, I've been on that side trying to stop him. So, but got a lot of respect for those guys, and Vic's got that defense playing well. So, we got to be ready. You know, it's their that defense, one thing they're doing is they're taking the football away, and then offensively, they're not giving the football up, so that's going to be critical.
Patrick looked dialed in tonight, like more so than ever. Is he like? Is this one like this? This is the one for him.
Was he dialed in tonight?
He looked on the screen like he didn't have any time for this. He was ready to go. Look at that playbook or whatever you guys got going on at the hotel.
Yeah, well, he knows how to handle this. He's been there, so I believe you when you say that. But yeah, he's going to be ready.
What's your perspective from the crowd size tonight with everybody coming in here? I mean, it's a party. It's not a game.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the loudest it's been all night when the Chiefs came out.
No, that's cool. That's awesome. The passion that these fans have is real. The players feel that. The players understand it. And I can't wait till Sunday, man, when you look out here and see all that red.
Do you have a greatest moment in this dome?
In this dome. Not necessarily. No.
Not yet.
It's
no, you will. Coming.
We will.
Will you dad dance if you guys get the three-peat?
Can you grin?
I'm staying out of it. I'm no more of that. That's done.
You got roasted pretty good for that.
No dad dances. That's over with.
What's the celebration like going to be if you do win three? I mean, it's unprecedented.
Yeah. I'll just let it happen naturally. We'll just sit back and let them watch. Let all the guys that can actually dance, let them dance, and we'll just sit back there and, you know, but it's really, you know, that's going to be, it's a big game. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a great week of preparation. The guys are locked in, and we have a lot of respect for Philadelphia.
How do you feel going into this game versus the other Super Bowls that you've gone into?
It's really, honestly, it's very similar. There's a lot, we were just talking about coming in here. It's like you don't want to take for granted the opportunity that you have of pulling in here to this tonight, or whether it's on game day, whatever it is, like, enjoy the moment, understand where you're at. And but then in the end, you got to be the team that wins. You can't come to this thing and lose. You got to win.
Yeah.
One deal for you. If you guys win the Super Bowl, can we trade quarter zips?
Yeah.
I've been wanting one.
Oh, you want one?
Yeah. And you can have my Jim Nance golf one.
Okay.
I'll take that one. I think it's an even trade.
That's pretty fair.
Your
that's
eye
fair.
Is pretty
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's okay.
Have fun, Matt.
All right, brother. Appreciate you guys.
There it is, Matt Nagy, offensive coordinator. I should have had him judge my dad dance because I think later on today they'll be on the Instagram. Like, if I'm going to make fun of Matt's dad dance, I should have done my dad dance at that
so
point
funny.
In time. But it was like 10 o'clock at night and I wasn't thinking straight, you know, at that point in time. But I think it would have been good the next time we run into him. All right, Matt, you did your dad dance in front of Union Station. I'm going to do mine here.
That's right.
You know, for you.
This is a really good point on the text line from the 913. I thought this was a good text. It would have been like in the 90s, like say it was like 97. John Elway was a free agent.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come to Kansas City, he had a chance to win a Super Bowl.
You'd absolutely sign him and root for John Elway the next day.
Open arms.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? That would be the dumbest thing to say. No, you wouldn't root for John Elway. And I don't want to hear, how could you? Because he's ours. Once he becomes part of us, everything that happened in the past,
that's right,
you move on from. He's coming here with one goal in mind, just like Joe Montana tried to do, and that was to win a championship. And if John Elway had to come in here and finish out his career, hell yeah, you'd be buying seven Elway jerseys.
And where I can tell you that you would definitely do that, because there was a Raider that became a Chief that we get from the Texan as well. Marcus Allen left the Raiders and came to the Chiefs, and he's one of the most favorited Chiefs players of all time.
I mean, you still see Marcus Allen jerseys. Like, nobody hesitated to root for Marcus Allen when he became a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. It was like immediate, everybody embraced Marcus. And again, it was different times where not everybody had the ability to voice their opinion in a cesspool called social media, but you knew everybody was rooting for Marcus Allen because he put on the team colors and he was part of our organization.
Shaquille O'Neal was a Celtic when he couldn't walk for two seasons, and he was a Laker, their most hated player for 10 years. They loved him.
They loved him. Yeah, they absolutely loved him. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. So, again, if you're saying you're not going to root for somebody that comes to your team that used to be a vital enemy that can help you win, well, then you've got derangement syndrome like everybody does with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to win a ring for the king.
Yeah.
Still one of the best. The Shaqtus. All right, start, bench, cut. Nathan, hit it. We always have fun with this one. It is brought to you by our friends over at J Southland Tow Service, 913-586-7965. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Start, bench, cut all these Super Bowl banners. I am starting this year's. It is sexy. I'll post it on my IG later and Twitter. I want that for my, like, living room rug.
You know how big that is, though?
It looks tiny
here. Like, I don't know that would fit in our houses. And I'm being serious about that.
You're probably right.
Like,
that is massive.
That thing is massive. I don't know that would be able to go in the front door. Like, you want to talk about putting that on your lip? Like, I think that would cover the entire damn floor of somebody's house.
I don't have to Swiffer it anymore.
Have you seen the cool vacuum that they got? It's like a Zamboni for vacuum cleaners that they're driving around here.
I said, hell of a job. He goes, it's definitely got its perks. I was like, yeah, dude.
Dude, that thing is awesome.
Like, you're talking about all the security guys running around, and you got that guy who has that job. Like, hell yeah, man. Start,
what do
cut.
You do? I drive the Zamboni vacuum all day. Like,
start,
sweet,
bitch, cut.
Sweet.
Security guy with a gun, or the vacuum cleaner guy, or a food concession person here.
What was the first one you said? Security?
Security guys walking around. You get to have that flag.
It's a lot of responsibility.
The Zamboni guys.
Somebody up around, they find out from you. Start, pitch, cut. So we're in Nollins, and we walked by the Manning restaurant yesterday. I thought that was the Manning house.
Right.
That's how dumb I am.
You thought they had a big sign outside that said Manning's.
Manning's right here.
Like, they live there? Bob goes, there's Manning's. I was like, that's where they live? He goes, no, idiot. That's their restaurant. Their house is somewhere else.
Why they own a roofing company in Kansas City, I still don't know. But
Bob also thought his phone was a squirrel yesterday. We'll get into that.
I was the only one who thought that.
Somebody also said Bob looks like he runs a ship, and it's called Brett Beach. Cut, legacy brothers in the NFL, the Mannings, the Watts, or the Barbers?
Manning start, Barbers bench, Watts cut.
That's tough.
Ooh.
I knew that was going to get you, Mackenstein.
I'm going to go Mannings, Watts, Barbers.
How could you go Watts? Neither of them have won a title.
They're more likable.
But they're both won DPOY multiple times.
They're probably both top 10
at their position.
Would they go full Cam Newton? Would you rather have your DPOY or a Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. Exactly.
J.J. Watt just had that.
What do you get for that?
What was that guy? A bonus?
Bonus.
That the government takes half of your money away from.
Yeah, so you don't want it.
You remember that, was it John Ritchie for the Raiders that always bled from his nose? Like J.J. Watt would always bleed from his nose?
There was a guy that played for the Giants in the 80s named Brad Benson, and he cut his nose and it never healed, and it was just blood all the time. It was so gross.
Look it up, man.
It's the best.
Start, bench, cut from our people over at J Southland Tow Service. Boy, I bet they're busy today in Kansas City.
Oh, I bet they are,
Gumbo, po' boy, or grilled oysters? Yeah, baby. I knew this was going to get you rattled.
I am going to start all three.
Okay.
And I will order all three in one sitting.
It's not how the game works, Bob.
Yeah, no, but I mean, again, Jimmy Buffett played for gumbo, so you got to start that.
Yeah.
Grilled oysters are just phenomenal, so I guess you got to bench those. And then if I have to cut the po' boy, I guess, but I mean, I'm starting my meal with grilled oysters as the appetizer, gumbo as my soup, and po' boy as my meal.
That sounds fantastic.
That might be the ultimate flex for soup sandwich combo.
Yeah, right?
Half a po' boy and a cup of gumbo.
Sign me up.
Yeah, oh, dude. Yeah. I like it.
Start, bench, cut. Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve.
You know.
All a blank show.
Yeah. I mean.
Because Mardi Gras already started from what we've been told by Uber drivers.
Yep, there's been some parades.
And then as soon as our asses leave Monday, the real fun begins down here in Nylands.
I'd say I probably would start Mardi Gras because it's unique and it's different and it's here, you know. St. Patty's Day is everywhere. I'll bench St. Patrick's Day, especially if it's on a Saturday. And then New Year's Eve, I'm like, whatever, man.
I think I would start Mardi Gras bench New Year's Eve because it's like a new year, even though it's like the same cliche, like new year, new me, or new year, new you. It is kind of like a reset button. St. Patrick's Day, being with a lot of Irish, you know, family heritage in my family, man, it is just kind of overrated. I've done every sort of aspect
no.
you can.
Come on.
I don't drink green beer. I don't want green food. I love Mardi Gras. I've done it several times in St. Louis. I've, you know, had parties.
St. Louis Mardi Gras is fun.
It's nuts.
It's the last time I almost punched somebody because they tried to take my wife.
Oh.
Well, that merits that. That's fair.
Could have been a blessing in disguise, brother. I'm kidding, Jim. I'm kidding. What about you, Mac?
Dude, come on. I'm Irish. I'm starting St. Patty's. I'll bench Mardi Gras. New Year's Eve, man. I can do without it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
All right, since we have the media row food, I've been going through my mind. Start, bench, cut, donut, Danish, muffin.
I'm going to start the muffin. I'm going to bench the Danish, and the donut to me is just, you know, if I never had a donut again, I think I'd be okay.
Dude, I think I would have agreed with you last week, but I've been pounding donuts this week. So I'm going to start donuts. I'm going to bench muffin. I'm going to cut Danish.
They do have a lot of donuts rolling around
they
this
do.
Place.
They do.
The chocolate chip muffin they have up there is elite.
Is it?
Oh. And they even have the butter out that you requested at your wedding that's like soft butter.
Yeah.
If you want to get gnarly, you can put a little smear
butter
on,
a chocolate chip muffin. I mean, if that's not the ultimate fat move, are you slamming that mayonnaise that they put on the table?
No, but I mean, I put butter on my chocolate chip waffle and then syrup.
Yeah, that's
kind of the same, right?
Yeah, they have this mayonnaise down here that's like a New Orleans mayonnaise.
They brought it out. It was warm and jiggled.
And it says, does not need refrigeration. They put it on the table and it jiggled.
Like flubber.
Like, oh, it was nasty. And the three of us are like,
start, bench, cut. The orange, the apple, the banana.
Oh, another good none of the fruit's being taken. I think, I'll be honest
with you. The chips are gone before the fruit.
I may have been the only person in this entire convention center to even look at the fruit upstairs.
Look at how many sodas that man has on his desk.
I mean, it's a smorgasbord.
Two Pepsis, two
Starries. What's going on?
Start the apple, bench the banana, cut the orange, because the orange gets your hands all sticky.
Oh, see, I start the orange, bench the banana, cut the apple.
Okay. The apple's a great hand fruit.
But with the knife. I like to eat it with the knife.
The apple with the knife?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, orange and banana. I don't know which one, but I'm cutting the apple.
Okay.
Apple
a day keeps the doctor away. The other two do not.
Last one here on the Start Bench Cut by Jay South and Tow Service text line. Uber, taxi, shuttle.
Okay, it just depends on the situation.
You took
okay.
the taxi home last night.
I took the taxi home last night because I was walking to the Uber lot to get the Uber, and the cab drove by it. Got in the cab. Didn't have to deal with it. Convenience,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, taxis are great for that convenience factor. Not that Uber doesn't have a great convenience factor, obviously, but if you're going to the Uber lot and a cab's going by, you jump
so
in
you
the
cab. You got one? Cool. All right, get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but I think I would start Uber because it is all on your phone and you know when they're going to be there and all that kind of stuff. Bench the taxi and then shuttle. With the OCD that I have, I like to be in control. I don't like to be with a bunch of mass people waiting and doing off. So shuttle is the one I would cut.
This is from the 816 for a start bench cut for most shocking. Luka trade, Andrew Luck retiring, or a 16 seed being a 1 seed?
Andrew Luck retiring for me is probably the start as the most shocking one.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that
I mean, that came out of nowhere.
Like, well, he lost to Patrick Mahomes. Like, I'll never beat this guy. All you guys that are coming after me, good luck.
Good luck.
And so far, only one's done it outside of Tom Brady.
I mean, so, like, I got to start the Andrew Luck one because also the NFL benched Luka and then the 16 beating a 1. I don't think that's that big a deal anymore in the college basketball tournament because of the NIL and guys aren't together anymore. And the 16 seeds have most likely played together for 4 years. They're good teams. With the NIL now in college basketball, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of that happening.
This one right here is for Mac. Start, bench, cut. Lopez twins, Morris twins, Gasol brothers.
Oh, well, Gasol brothers for sure.
Yeah, that's who you're starting.
Yeah, that's easy. And then I'm going to go
The Morais played great trolls in the NBA and in college basketball, though. Yeah. The Morais were great trolls.
Oh, they're awesome. I'm gonna mention them, yeah, because both of them were good, whereas Robin Lopez had a couple good years to start and really fell off. So I'll cut the Lopez brothers.
From the 913, Dusty's voice is getting progressively hoarse as the week goes on. Literally my favorite part of the Super Bowl week so far, LMFAO. Friday he's going to sound like Clint Eastwood after he smoked a carton of darts. We'll keep it together. We'll keep grinding along. Here it is going, baby. I need some tea and honey. They have it upstairs. I like honey.
Do they have that upstairs, too?
Yeah, they have tea, and they have lemon, and they have a little honey, and they have... Oh, yeah.
I will do that as well.
Jackpot.
I know. It's up there.
Oh.
We're live. Radio Row in New Orleans, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic three-peat. Coming up on the other side, what moment did you know the Chiefs were officially the villain? We'll dive back into that. Plus, what's the one villain you always rooted for? 913-586-7965, live in Nolens. Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs.
I've been pounded this week.
Your boy Gottlieb is here, by the way.
Oh, is he? How's his basketball team doing?
Not great.
Is he demanding apologies for having a 2-22 basketball team? Like, seriously, you're 2-22. You probably shouldn't rip the media who's mocking your basketball team by saying, well, we turn this around. You also coach at Wisconsin Green Bay.
No, I just walked by and I heard that voice, and I was like, oh, yeah, there he is.
Right. Shouldn't he be, like, he's on Radio Row as a head basketball coach in February in Division I, and he's sitting here at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not getting your playbook guy, but, like, you're the head coach of a college basketball program, arguably the worst one in the nation, and you're sitting on Radio Row doing – what kind of message are you sending your teammates? You want your players to be bought in to your program, right? They always say that. And your ass is sitting on Radio Row at the Super Bowl instead of with your team?
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't even be here. My fantasy team went 6-8.
I mean, seriously, I'm looking at him right now. What kind of message are you sending? Like, if I'm the administration at that university, you're gone. I mean, seriously, dude, you're going where? In the middle of basketball? We got practice. We got to get better. All this kind of stuff. And you're going to Radio Row?
Yep.
Get the hell out of here. Bill Self ain't coming down here and doing a radio show for 3 days.
By the way, if you want to get into college basketball, Bob, there is a big game tonight, Missouri at Tennessee. I know you don't really get the needle moving for college basketball, but that is a SEC powerhouse game tonight at 6 o'clock. Cannot wait for that game. But again, we want to remind you, Trey Wingo will join the show here in a little bit. So will Bernie Kosar.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are a little older and listen to this show, you'll really enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy it because I'm ready to hear some stories from the past and hear how he views Patrick Mahomes
and this
Chiefs run, to hear the perspective from somebody who played many years ago to see how the game is today.
And somebody who's also been on the side of a lot of heartbreak, too. I mean, those two games to the Denver Broncos in back-to-back years. And, you know, he played for Marty Schottenheimer. I wonder if Marty Schottenheimer coached the Browns the way he coached the Chiefs in the playoffs. Tense, tight, and that kind of stuff. So.
And also talking about Myles Garrett, who, of course, Bovada, the offshore betting handle, has the Chiefs as the favorite to land him.
What would the league do if they three-peat and they get Myles Garrett?
That might make you a global villain, more so than just, like, locally or, you know, nationally. That might make you a global villain if you are. But we asked that earlier because there's a lot of villain-esque stuff going around. A lot of people not happy that we're out here in Chiefs gear. I'm not trying to, like, you know, fabricate this story or try to make it a way that, like, you might think, Dusty, you're just teeing off on this fake narrative. No, dude. A lot of side eyes, a lot of like, oh, the Chiefs media is here, of course, because they're in the Super Bowl, they have to be. You're damn right. But we ask you the text line, 913-586-7965. When did you realize the Chiefs were the villain? Somebody says the 13-second game.
Yep, that's a good one.
Because, you know, you break the Bills' hearts again.
Right.
I think it was kind of all in, at least in my opinion, from what I heard last year, to your right, about last year when it came to the you know, the Niners in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Here's the Niners, a dominant team in the NFC. A lot of people don't like San Francisco. They won a lot of titles throughout their franchise run, yet everybody's booing Kansas City. Monday night, media opening night at the Super Bowl, Packers fans booing Travis Kelce. Bengals fans in the crowd booing Travis Kelce. They hate him because they ain't him. He's got the girl. He's got the rings. He's got the notoriety. He's got the resume. When did you feel they were the villain of the NFL?
Yeah, last year at the Super Bowl when they won that second Super Bowl last year and proved, and Pat Mahomes, as they say in Philly, could could do it with anybody. I mean, what Pat Mahomes did last year in that Super Bowl with that cast of characters and basically willed his team to a win over the 49ers last year, that's when they did become the villain. Because 5 years ago in Miami, they were America's darling. There wasn't anybody not rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs unless you were San Francisco fans. And 5 years later, nobody's rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs unless you're a Chiefs fan. It has changed dramatically in 5 years. And I think last year was the one for me where they had to go on the road, win all those playoff games against Buffalo and Baltimore on the road, and then go to the Super Bowl and win it again with wide receivers you don't know. The other thing, too, that I think has created more of the villain role for the Kansas City Chiefs for me is that they just continue to do things that the nerds and dorks and insiders don't think can happen, and they continue to buck the trend, and they continue to show you that they're rewriting the history books, and I don't think people like that as well either in the NFL. So that's when I think they became the villain a year ago when they won number two and immediately said, let's go for three.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you see this too. Like, somebody from the 913 says, when I was at the airport flying home and I was wearing my Chiefs gear, and somebody in Denver came over and told me that the Chiefs can kick rocks. They went out of their way to say that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's Denver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that's there.
Right.
Somebody says, yeah, when Andy said it's grim, be the Grim Reaper, that's when the Chiefs became Darth Vader or the villain.
Yeah.
I guess I could get along with that. I just hate seeing that they lost the game the next week. Just... So it kind of deflated that. No pun intended, Tom Brady and the Patriots. AFC Championship game against the Bengals, when that defender hit Mahomes with a late hit to set up the game-winning field goal.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Great
Chiefs
call.
Get all the calls.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
The Taylor Swift game against the Bears.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, her arrival maybe got a lot of people there as well.
Yep.
I knew the Chiefs were the villains when the NFL started changing rules. Hit the anti-cheaper button.
That's right.
There might be another rule changing. They might be putting lasers on the field because Josh Allen got the first down.
But people didn't hate the Patriots when they were changing every rule out there or breaking every rule, too. I mean,
there's a possibility the Chiefs might change two rules in the NFL.
Yeah.
The overtime rule might change the NFL, and the yardage markers
right.
might have it because people just want to see something else in the NFL. I don't know that, or maybe I'm not against this. Maybe use technology.
Yeah. Right? I'm not against it at all.
The English Premier League does. The World Cup does with goals. They
the offside stuff in soccer is unbelievable
to
watch.
Tennis does, yep. You know, with the in and out or the fault lines and all that sort of stuff. They use their technology.
Right.
I just don't understand why you don't. It's like baseball.
It's baseball.
Did it hit the line? I don't know. Why don't you use technology to let us know where the ball hit?
Yeah, I've said that for years. I remember, like, back as a kid, you know, growing up watching games on TV, like, we've got this technology. We're seeing the replays. Why isn't the league using the replays? And then all of a sudden they started to use the replays. Like, if the technology is available, we should embrace the technology and use the technology.
Yes.
There's no reason not to.
We are.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, I'm not anti this.
We're using it. We're not the best looking dudes, but
right. They make us look pretty good, though, on TV, right?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing with the technology. Use it. Go ahead and embrace it. I don't have a problem. I have more of a problem with them changing the overtime rules because I don't think the overtime rules were ever bad. But, of course, everybody complained about them, so what happens? They changed the overtime rules. But if you got the ability to put a chip in a ball and measure where the first down is, fine. Go ahead and do that.
Nurse Jen says, I knew they were the villains when the Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl and people started claiming that the refs were on our side because of the James Bradbury
call. The James Bradbury one.
Whatever
you
want to
call
it, who knows. Coming up later in the show, Bernie Kosar will be on the show. Trey Wingo will be on the show. And many more the rest of the week. Friday should be loaded. We'll see what Thursday brings for us as well. There's the moose. The moose is loose
over here. The moose is loose.
Wingo's over here. Matt's running like a crazy man. Here we are on Radio Row, live in New Orleans. And, of course, it is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please drink responsible. And as Mac had said, you can watch us on the show, or you can watch the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch, presented by our partners at Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Should have Bernie Kosar here in just a second on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.